Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Jesus is the sacrifice of our sins. March 30th, 2026. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. Romans 6:4. In 1519, the Spanish conquistador Hernan Cortes landed with his men on the coast of what is now Mexico. Popular retellings say he ordered the ships burned so retreat would be impossible. While historians note, this detail is embellished, the central action is clear. Cortes beached the ships, stripped them of supplies, and rendered them unusable. The result was decisive. There would be no return. Whatever lay ahead, his men would face it without a way back. The power of this story does not rest on whether the ships were burned, but on what the act represented. Cortes forced a moment of commitment. His men were no longer explorers' weighed options. They were fully given to the path before them. Retreat was removed from consideration. This story resonates because it reflects something deeply human. We often want change without finality and commitment, without surrender. We prefer to keep an exit open in case faith becomes costly or obedience uncomfortable. Yet lasting transformation requires a clear break with what came before. At some point, the ships must be stripped and left behind. Romans 6:4 describes this same decisive break at a deeper level. Paul explains that the Christian life is grounded in death, burial, and resurrection. Through union with Christ, believers have been buried with him and raised to live a new life. Like Cortes' men on the shore, believers must recognize that returning to the old life is no longer an option. Sin is no longer home. Death no longer defines the future. Paul presents a completed work of God that reshapes identity and direction. The call to walk in newness of life flows from what has already occurred. Believers have been buried with Christ and raised with him. Explanation of Romans 6:4. Therefore, Paul draws a conclusion from his teaching on grace. Grace does not make sin irrelevant. It frees believers from sin's rule. Romans 6:4 explains why continuing in sin conflicts with the gospel. We are buried with him. Burial confirms death. Paul's language expresses that believers are more than associated with Christ's death. We were buried with him. The old self, defined by sin and ruled by death, has been laid in the grave. This speaks first to identity, not behavior. The believer's former way of life has come to an end. By baptism into death. Baptism is the visible sign of this spiritual reality. Going under the water pictures burial. Coming up pictures resurrection. Baptism does not cause salvation, but it proclaims what God has done through faith in Christ. His death counts as our death. The power of sin has been broken. In order that, this phrase introduces purpose. God's goal is not simply forgiveness of sin, but transformation of life. Burial with Christ makes resurrection possible. New life flows from union with him, just as Christ was raised from the dead. Paul grounds the believer's hope in the historical resurrection of Jesus. Christianity stands on the truth that Jesus truly died and was truly raised. His victory over death secures life for all who belong to him. By the glory of the Father, the resurrection displays God's power and faithfulness. The same glorious power that raised Jesus from the grave is now at work in believers. The Christian life is sustained by God's active presence. So we too may walk. Paul moves from theology to daily life. To walk means to live with intention and direction. Resurrection life is meant to be lived out in everyday obedience. In newness of life, this phrase captures the promise of Romans 6:4. The Christian life is marked by new desires, new power, and new direction. It means real change. Because believers have been buried and raised with Christ, returning to the old life no longer makes sense. The ships have been stripped. Going back is not the way forward. Memorization and meditation. Read the verse aloud. Read Romans 6:4 slowly and out loud. Pay attention to each phrase. Hearing scripture helps fix it in your heart. Write the verse down. Write Romans 6:4 by hand. As you write, notice the movement of the verse. From burial to resurrection to walking in newness of life. Reflect on the meaning. Take a few moments to reflect on what this verse teaches. According to Romans 6:4, what has already happened to the believer's old life? What does Paul say is the purpose of being buried and raised with Christ? Pray the verse. Father, thank you that through Christ I have been buried with him in death and raised by your glorious power. Help me to believe that my old life no longer defines me. Teach me to walk today in the newness of life you have given me. Strengthen me to live as someone who belongs to the risen Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.